Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
How about you go out for the first time in a long time against a good team in a big spot and you play a complete game and you look like a well-oiled machine and you flex early and you come out of halftime and it doesn't look like you just took a 15-minute nap or took bong hits. How about you're ready to play in the third quarter? How about in the fourth quarter when it's money time, you answer the bell? How about if the refs let you bang around all night again, you answer that physical challenge? How about if it's officiated differently from a finesse perspective, you flex on the Pistons? How about there's no game seven? How about that? You know, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't have a lot of faith in the Knicks tonight. I do think they probably find a way to win the series, I think, but even that belief has been compromised. Hey, how about this? Tom Thibodeau, right? How about you show everybody that you're not just a good coach, but you start showing everybody that you could be a great coach? Hey, Jalen Brunson, how about instead of flopping around and hitting the deck 5 times a night or more, how about you show everybody that you're not just a star, you're a superstar? Because that is widely debated, not so much by me, but by many, a cat. How about you show everybody, us, that you're not just good and intermittently engaged? Oh, is that too big of a word? Intermittently? But you are a killer. How about you show us that? Hey, Bridges, how about you show us that you were worth the 5 first-round picks? What I'm saying is this. Enough of the nonsense. And come on, guys, we have done this Knicks dance all year. And I can't prove this, but my sports radio spidey sense tells me that those of you who have been projecting the confidence in this team that I don't believe that they've earned this year, this group, I believe that you've kind of fooled yourself to think that the Knicks are something that they're not. You just don't want to admit it. You don't want to call this up and say it, and that's fine, because you expected so much this year. You expected to be on the first, if this is the NCAA tournament, bang, Knicks are a 1 seed. Top shelf, right? Well, we've seen the season play out, and there's been more minuses than pluses. There's been more head scratchers than, you know, pound the chest moments. It's been that kind of season, and it's not the season anybody expected. So how about you do something else that I don't expect? Come out and mop the floor with these guys tonight. Can you do that once? I mean, I said this yesterday. Contrast this, guys. The Boston Celtics had a closeout game, and they won by 31 points, which tells you killer attitude. Let's put them in a box. Let's rest up for the next opponent, and let's handle business. Check. The Cavaliers. I mean, put them in a box. They put them in a body bag. They won by 55. And then think about what happened to the Knicks with their chance at home to close out from a talent perspective, a highly inferior team. Not only did they not wax them, They didn't even win. And then all the other stuff that we unpacked with the ridiculousness of Tom Thibodeau sitting on the timeout, everything we ran through yesterday. I mean, come on, man. I mean, at what point do you get on the train and start picking up some momentum and start getting in the direction that everybody in this city expected you to have? Certainly by now. I mean, guys, I understand. You brought in a bunch of new pieces. Basketball's not like baseball, where baseball's basically a series of individual, you know, events that kind of blend in as a team. All right, the ball's hit to me. I got to throw to you. You got to catch it. I got to catch it. Here we go. One out. Two out. You know, basketball is very much dependent upon me knowing where you like the ball and where you like the screens and when it's time to break off the screen. Am I going high? Am I going low? Who's in the corner? Like, you got to have a feel for each other. Passing the ball around, not having stagnation. Is that too big of a word, stagnation? Am I allowed to say that on the radio? I'm going to have fun with that all day. I'll get to that later. People taking list of the words that I use. It's insane. This has been a very, you know, I was going to say very strange season. I got to be honest with you. To me, this has been, is confounding too big of a word? This has been really the most confounding season I've ever had as a sports fan. Because I know what, and it really hasn't been enjoyable, specific to one team. I know what to expect, or at least I thought I knew what to expect. They have not even come close for me, delivering what I thought they would deliver, and I'm supposed to get on the air and tell you everything's fine? No, everything's not fine. What I said yesterday, I stand by with all due respect. Tom Thibodeau, you don't win the series, you got to go. You got to find a new coach. And if they don't win this series, or even if they do win the series, and they get absolutely railroaded, which they probably will, in the next series, then I would still say you need a new coach, and I would still say that you need to blow up some of the main components on this team, whether it's trading OG, which I wouldn't, whether it's trading Bridges, which I would, but I don't think that they will because they gave up 5 first-round picks to get him. I mean, think about all the other seasons, like all the other discussions, guys, like these empty Jets and Giants seasons. Yeah, you know, early on, all right, you conjure up a little hope, a little energy, oh, unkillable, yeah, here we go. But, like, deep down, we don't really expect much out of them. You know, every year, I believe the Yankees will be in a position to get to the World Series, but there's varying degrees of belief in whether or not they could win it. I don't think they're a World Series team this year, but I'm still enjoying the season. They're still going to be a playoff team. Mets are going to be really good. You can enjoy that. It's tougher. It's tougher. When you expect something, they achieve something, and you know they're good, but they're not where they should be. You know it, unless you're lying to yourself. I'm not lying to myself. I haven't all year. I have not liked the look of this team. I have not liked the feel of this team. I have not liked the aura or the energy of this team. So shut me up tonight. Shut me up. I mean, me and Sal Bolt, we are loud. That is true. I mean, we project loudly. When we get excited or mad, we yell. We get after it. We're loud. We're not taking a side door. We're going through the front. So kick down the front door, shove it down my throat, win by 15 points, and just relax before the Celtics. Like, but do I expect it? No, I don't expect them to do that. I don't. And that's part of the problem. And I don't know how you can. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan, inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guarantee lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. New buddy. All right, let's go. We'll do some baseball later, obviously. Brad Mineola, BT and Sal. What's going on, Brad? How are you?
First off, BT, prayers out to Sal's family. I'm sure things are going on the next couple of days, so prayers out. And really, this is the thing. If you look at both teams, and what Wally Serbia Heck said yesterday, I was listening to you guys yesterday, it's all about toughness and heart. And I feel like Detroit has that,
yep.
And we don't. If it was about talent, we swept them.
Brad, hold on. I got to be honest. I think that's a little too easy to say. Not that you're entirely wrong. I don't think you're entirely wrong. Yeah, from an effort perspective, from a motor perspective, from a tenacity perspective, from an engagement perspective, it's been advantage Pistons most of the series. But I got to be honest, like, I think the Knicks offense is gross. I don't mean in terms of the players. I mean how they deploy the, like, their offensive sets. It's just pretty much ISO, dribble. Like, I don't think it's very impressive.
Yeah, the thing about it is, yes, I 1,000% agree with you. And at the end of the day, we can't live off of Brunson scoring 12 to 15 points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Exactly what happened in game five, where we did not have the ability to see that. Obviously, he got injured, which I don't even know if it was an injury, but whatever. We could talk about that another day. But my last point, you are right. I think we are at the point where Malone's out there.
Yeah.
And I hate to say this. I hate to say this because I really do like Tibbs.
Me too.
And I always like Tibbs.
Yep.
But even if we win this series, which I still have hope that we are going to win this series, I believe we have to go a different way because the Celtics are going to mop the floor.
Well, and Brett, think about this too, buddy. And thanks for the call. Now, again, I've said it. I stand by it. You know what I believe, what I feel. And I hate to say it, but it's my job to say it, to be honest with you. I would move on. Like, there's nothing unclear about that. But I think that's a deeper discussion. Let's get through the next, well, hopefully not couple of games, next game, and let's just kind of see how this transpires, okay? But guys, understand this. I mean, basically the Knicks are up in this series because Karl Anthony Towns has miraculously thrown in two 30-foot bombs, basically, and, you know, and the Knicks had one amazing fourth quarter where the Pistons were overwhelmed by the magnitude of the stage, having had nine players going into the series with no playoff experience and organizationally having zero wins before they got one early in the series since 2008. And by the way, let me say something before I get even deeper in the show. So I was talking to Sal off the air about this yesterday. I was obviously going to say something about Sal and what he's going through, but the way we start our show, we jump right into it. We made the decision. I made it. He agreed. You know, listen, let's start the show. And then, of course, I was going to say what I'm going to say now because the caller brought up Sal and his family. I know it's killing him not to be here. I know it. And I know he wrestled big time with missing shows the day after the draft. But he's been open about this, so I'm not talking out of school. I mean, he lost his brother-in-law. He lost his brother-in-law to a brain tumor. And there's nothing else that needs to be said. You are home and you do what you got to do. I mean, that guy's a grinder. He's a maniac, but he is a grinder and he hates not working. But he's obviously doing the right thing. The only thing, and, you know, listen, I got you, bro. I got it. Next couple days, I got you. You come back, head straight. You'll be ready to go. I know you will be. But for all those who listen and, you know, we get after it, man. We definitely generate some reactions, and they're not all positive. So we know that not all of you love us, but you all react to us. But I know, I would hope at the end of the day that we get separation between, you know, either some stupid take by me or some erroneous take by, was that a big word, erroneous, by him about Pete or the Knicks or whatever it might be. And we realize that this is a lot bigger than sports radio. So he's got to be away for a couple days. Do you think, buddy? I got it. All right, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to you, Lawrence in Oklahoma City. Oh, Lawrence, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, how are you? I've been listening to you talk about the Knicks all year, and I'm out here in Oklahoma. I get to watch the Thunder play. And the thing I noticed most is just the Knicks bench is non-contributing.
Stinks.
Like, how are you really going to make a real run when you got Landry, Shamet, and Precious as your best bench players?
Well, okay, Lawrence, you're right, but I don't think the starters have really distinguished themselves very well. The other night, it was a tie game after the first quarter at home.
Man, I think that you guys overplayed your starters all year, too. So, I mean, you're not going into the playoffs fresh. I don't know what was expected. I didn't think that this was going to be an easy series for y'all, and it's kind of played out the way I've expected it to.
Yeah,
but
no, me too.
Night to night, like you said, so show up.
Yeah, you got it, man. I said Knicks in six, and I mean, I'll be honest, at this point, if I had a chance to revise it, I don't know, I might go Knicks in seven. Like, I don't really feel that they could come out and play great. Why would I against this particular team? Why would I? You know, and there's a lot of ways to, I don't want to say dole out criticism, but to focus a lot of different aspects of this team that require detailed analysis, like what's going on. And obviously, yesterday it was Tom Thibodeau's turn. We know that. Obviously, Jalen Brunson's been under the microscope a little bit. Hey, Karl Anthony Towns. Now, I thought he played awful the other night. He was 5-for-14. You miss one more shot, you shot 33% on the game. It's atrocious. All right? And I'm sorry. Me and Sal went back and forth on this. I disagree. I mean, he's getting on Tobias. You know, he's abusing Tobias. He's not even abusing him, but Tobias Harris in the post. Big damn deal. I mean, you know that. I mean, that's like Andre the Giant squashing a jobber. I mean, Tobias Harris is 6'7". Karl Anthony Towns is 7'1", 280, whatever. You're supposed to bury him in the post and abuse him. So you're supposed to do. I'm not going to sit here and hand out platitudes. Oh, he used the word platitudes again. I'm not going to sit here and do that and just dole out massive praise. That's your job. Matter of fact, that's easy. I mean, hey, listen, Carl, you could very easily be Patrick Ewing going against Hakeem Olajuwon in the NBA Finals, who just for my money might be the most underrated great superstar in the history of the NBA. Or you could go against a young Shaq like Patrick had to, or 7'4" Rick Smits. Yeah, I think you got it pretty good. Tobias Harris. The hell out.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Out of here. Would you smoke him tonight? It's going to be a long day, guys. I'm just telling you. It's 10:17. It's going to be a long day before this ball tips up in the air. How about Corey in Edison, New Jersey, BT and Sal? Corey, what's cooking, man?
Hey, BT. So you're 100% right. A lot of these fans have, you know, had the blinders on all year, and I appreciate you for keeping it real. And I have to address this narrative. I love Sal, but I got to address this narrative that I keep hearing him say.
Who's saying it? I didn't hear. Who?
Sal.
Okay, go ahead.
He kept saying, I heard it yesterday, he says, oh, the Knicks are, you know, they have the fifth best record in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is a direct correlation to being in the Eastern Conference, right? Does anyone in their right mind think that the Knicks could beat the Timberwolves in a seven-game series or the Lakers in a seven-game series, right? So just the fact that they're in the East and they have the
fifth best record on paper. Well, they did beat Denver twice this year, but keep going. Just to be fair, just a couple of facts, they did beat Denver twice, 2-0. Keep going.
They beat Denver, but I think it's different in a seven-game series. I think the way that they play, they've showed in this series that they can't hang with those teams in the Western Conference the way that they play, right? When I'm watching the Timberwolves and Lakers series, it's a different brand of basketball than the Pistons and the Knicks.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So you're basically saying that, you know, they're, you know, having the top five record in the NBA – it's been a little overstated because the East is far weaker than the West, which, by the way, is true. Hey, here's one thing I know. You know, I always, you know, always go back to the past here, but I know for a fact that if I'm on the air and it's 1992 or 3 or 4 or whatever, and Pat Riley's coaching, I know my team's ready to go tonight. If it's a little bit past that and Jeff Van Gundy's coaching my team, I know my Knicks are ready to go tonight. I don't know what we get. I don't know what we get tonight. And by the way, that's a combination of factors. That's not all Tibbs. I'm not saying that. But he is the coach. You know, when people say, wow, you know, what did the Knicks do during halftime? Well, I don't know. But it's kind of the responsibility of the coach to figure out what's not working and change it. You know, oh, this damn thing. I always forget to shut this off, this stupid ring. People in my yard every day. How are they doing? I'll tell you what they're not doing. They're not doing anything for free. I know that. Let's get out of the yard already. Oh, they're cutting the grass today. No, you guys could stay. Oh, I love when they cut that grass, Tovey. The arborvitae's looking nice and fresh. Yeah. All right, we'll get back to the Knick calls here. Hey, it's been a weird season. And for me, I've always framed it as a disappointing less than season. Shove it down my throat. Show us who we think you were supposed to be. Come out, handle it tonight, rest, and then we'll worry about the Celtics when we get there. Can you do that? How about that? That's the stated objective. That play's going to be bonkers tonight. Overcome it. I've said this a lot, and I really, really obviously mean it. To me, the most enjoyable part of being a fan is that early rise. You listened to me for a long time, I've said that. As things just start to take off, man, it is galvanizing. Is that too big of a word? Let me jot that one down as well. So we've got poignant, we've got galvanizing, we've got usurp, we've got stagnation, we've got extrapolate. Okay, that is an enjoyable aspect of being a fan. Like, whether it's young kids starting to pop, or you get a free agent who comes in and saves things a little bit. I mean, that just elevates the spirits, I think, as much as anything, like, as a part of being a fan. Truly, truly awesome. The early signs, well, we got it right. We drafted this guy. We got the right coach. We've got a core. You know, we've got some free agent money, whatever it might be. That's the most enjoyable part for me of being a sports fan. The least enjoyable, even more than being irrelevant, as odd as this might sound, is when you're supposed to continue that ascent and things sputter out. Like, all right, you know, and the ascent for the Knicks was the COVID year. We've referenced that quite a bit. That foundation, that cultural overhaul by Tom Thibodeau, which we laud him for. That's why it's kind of tough for me to say what I say about him, but got to do my job. He's a great foundation setter. Defense, well-principled, you know, hard work, being a good teammate, being accountable. And he's as good as anybody at doing those things, right? So that was the first little seed. And then you got to make the decision, well, can you win with Randle? And then, of course, Brunson came here. And like, oh, here we go. Wow, Brunson, look at this guy. Like, it wasn't an illusion what he was doing when Luka was hurt in the playoffs a couple of years back for Dallas. Knicks made an incredibly shrewd signing. And, yeah, hey, even though they got lambasted a bit for giving them that kind of money when they did, I mean, they nailed it. I mean, that's a 10 out of 10. That's a platinum move by the Knicks. So the ascent continues. Then, you know, you get OG and you do the thing. And this was supposed to be the year that the Knicks were truly a viable championship contender. They might not even beat the Pistons in round one. So I don't think I've overreacted here. Honestly, I don't think I'm just being sourpuss or grumpy or just not enjoying the fun. Nah, man. I mean, nobody's enjoyed the Knicks run as much as me. I mean, I love it until this year, because the warning signs have been very worrisome, but also for me, very identifiable from the start, which is why I don't know what team is showing up tonight. And if you say that you do, you're lying to yourself, because this group has not provided enough evidence to give you that confidence. All right, 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. Let me get Adam in South Jersey. What's happening there, big boy? Adam, where you been, man?
What's going on, man? You know, I'm delivering the mail, bro. I mean, you know, I got things to do. Before I even get into the points here, I think I could speak for the whole New York, Jersey, Connecticut, Tri-State area when I say, Sal, you're a pain in the neck. You drive us nuts, but we love you. Take care of your business. Handle everything. New York will be here when you get back.
Well said. By the way, that's a good scout report on Sal. You nailed it. Nice job,
you know,
man.
I listen every day.
Yeah, I know.
So listen, BT, I'm going to bang on you a little bit here, okay? Right. I'm going to get on you, Sal. I'm going to pose you on this. I'm going to start with this. You keep bringing up who Cleveland and Boston dispatched in the first round. Who'd Cleveland dispatch? A 37-win garbage Heat team that my rec team could beat, okay?
Okay?
That's number one. All right? Boston didn't beat anybody either. This was definitely, the Pistons were the toughest matchup. I was hoping the Knicks would drop so they would get Milwaukee, who was beat the hell up.
Yeah.
Everyone else got a cream puff in the first round. Who did the Knicks draw? They draw Knicks West. They draw a team that wants to bang, that wants to hit with them. So this is a tough matchup, right?
Okay.
Here's the next part, all right? Here's another thing for you to consider. Stop walking around your office like a loser, BT. Get some belief here, will you? Listen, they're a better road team than they are a home team. They have been for probably 2 years now. Yeah, I actually have confidence they're going to go to Detroit and win this game tonight. And I have confidence they're going to go handle Detroit tonight, because I think they're sick of hearing everybody, including you, saying that they're not good enough. And that's what I'm laying my hat on.
Right.
I'm laying my hat on JB wrapping those ankles up, being pissed off, Carl Anthony Towns being 7-for-8 from 3 points, and the Knicks win 120-105, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Stop walking around negative. Let's go.
Adam, I love it. I honestly love it. And then when you wake up from your little dream, it's the fourth quarter. It's a two-possession game, 3 minutes to go, and it's a slop fest.
You know what? One moment in time, BT. It's all it really takes. These teams, sometimes they ascend when they hit a point where they have to either evolve or go away.
Yeah.
The Knicks are now at that point this game. I think we both agree on this.
That's what, you know,
they're
what?
Either going to evolve.
That's the commonality.
Or go away.
Another big word. Can't use commonality. Let me jot that down right next to extrapolate. Commonality. 5 syllables. All right. Yeah, that is a big one. Yeah, that's true. Like, that is the one thing that we absolutely agree on. That last point was amazing. You nailed that part. BT and Sound on the Fan. Back to you guys. How about Connor in Hicksville? Connor.
Hey, BT, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Listen, I want to talk about that Oklahoma guy that just came on like a couple
Lawrence.
Callers ago.
Lawrence,
you know, now that they're relevant and everything, I guess they also put up telephone poles in Oklahoma.
Hey, man. Come on. He calls all the time. Big Giants fan. He's a big listener of the station on the app. Come on.
He's not here today. You know, I'm going to be at the Salisbury Tavern in Hicksville. This is going to be a great game tonight.
Yeah.
Listen, he just said it great before. I think once Brunson gets on his horse, and listen, Big Purse hitting those shots. He's not closing his eyes. He's making big-time shots. There's some big boys on the Knicks with Robinson and Ananobi.
Mm-hmm.
Mikal Bridges, for me, he's the ugly stepchild. I don't know where he fits. I think he should go. But listen, let me tell you something tonight. Salisbury Tavern in Hicksville is going to be rocking. Shout out to my guy, Big Tone, BT. And listen, we'll be seeing the Celtics next week, man. And we're going to We're going to punch him in the mouth early.
I hope that Big Tone is serving up some free shots after the Knicks win 121-96. I don't think that's going to happen. Not to that degree. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even trying to be evasive. I have no feel for what they're going to do tonight. That's part of the problem. Like, I got on the air before the last game. I said, Knicks are going to mop them. Like, the Knicks, and party's over, dude. You've gotten a little experience here, Detroit. Get back in your hole, you know. Another seasoning next year for Cade Cunningham. You're going to be a bigger issue down the road. I think we all know that. But as for, you know, this series, you're just not ready. The Knicks are just too good, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't win. So, I mean, the last deal, if I had a real feel for you, I would tell you. I just don't have any sense to what they're going to look like here. What did I tweet the other night? All right, yeah. So I tweeted this before game five. So April 29, I tweet, bury the Pistons tonight. 37-17 after one, 59-40 at the half, coast. 117-94 and not even really that close. Crush them. No mercy. Snatch their soul before the first TV timeout. It was the exact opposite. So, I'm either a mush, which I'm sure some of you haters are going to want to say, or they're just not what some of you think that they are. I mean, both, and by the way, both.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Could be true at the end of the day. Let me get Allie in Mayapak. Allie, BT and Sound on the fan. How are you?
Hey, BT, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Just want to preface something. Prayers for Sal and his family, first off.
100%.
secondly, please keep using your extensive vocabulary. Don't listen to the knuckle draggers.
Yeah, I mean, I can't help it. I can't help it that my dad forced me to go to a private school. I didn't want to go, but he made me. So I learned a few words. What do you want?
Yeah. We need to improve. It's like the word of the day. I love it.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you. So I've been off the last week, so I don't know if you mentioned this or not.
Go ahead.
But if Tibbs does go, who would you like to see as the Knicks coach? And do you
Mike
think
Malone.
That the
Mike
Knicks
Malone.
Could? Do you think the Knicks? Well, let me ask you this: do you think the Knicks could pry Hurley away from UConn, even though he shunned L.A.?
Oh, boy. Danny Hurley. You know, Danny's interesting. Yeah, he did shun L.A. He had that massive offer. Again, deeper discussion down the road if and when we get to this point. And by the way, Tibbs has 4 years on his contract. So no matter what I say, you know, I don't really necessarily think that they're going to swallow 4 years. But I don't know. If they lose this series, I don't. You might have no choice. I don't know how Danny Hurley would work in the NBA. And that's not a diss. I think Danny Hurley's amazing. I think he's a nut job, but a calculated nut job. All right? So part of what makes Danny Hurley so great is his intensity and his focus. And, I mean, every possession's life and death. You cannot do that in the NBA. You cannot. They will not listen to you. They will not respond to you. All right? And because even if they pay you $11, $12, $13 million, which they were going to, you got guys making 50, 60. And so, you know, it's a little different these days. And I think if Danny were to try to change, and I think he's smart enough to know that he would have to kind of augment this stuff. Augment. Let me write down the word augment. All right, this list is growing fast. Augment the style. I think that if he were to do that, well, now he's not Danny Hurley. Think about that. He's not Danny Hurley if he's not acting the way he acts at UConn, you know, and before that Rhode Island, and before that at Wagner, and before that in high school, was it St. Benedict's, I think? Was it St. Benedict's? I think it was. Then he's now presenting himself in a lesser version of what got him the job in the first place. Really. So, no, I don't think that that's the way to go. Mike Malone, I gave you the answer. That's it. I mean, his dad was with the Knicks. He was here. He's a Jersey kid. I believe he's a Seton Hall prep kid. He's got the roots. He knows the market. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's an NBA champion. And oh, yeah, by the way, he's in his mid-40s. He's young. So, you know, again, I know it seems like probably for some of you that I'm trying to grease the skids and just boot Tom Thibodeau out the door. I'm not. I'm imploring him. Imploring? I-M-P-O-R-I-N-G. I'm imploring him to prove me wrong. But I just don't think that he will. Next hour, I don't know if you guys saw this on social media. This was pretty cool. So you've heard the name forever. Madge, you know him. I mean, Dove, you know him. But if you've listened to the station, you have heard the name Chris Majakowski or Madge or the Magic Man forever. So, and the Immortal One, thank you very much, Dove. That's true. But the Immortal One is always said. But I always say Madge, doing the St. John's games with him. Last night, he did his 5,000th straight radio broadcast for the Mets. So I'm going to pop on Madge at 11:40. Texted him this morning. He already got the Citi Field, setting things up, whatever, getting ready for the game. And he's going to pop. I'm not going to keep on too long, but I want to hear maybe a story or two, the early days, you know, favorite memories. He is a legend, Chris. And I've worked with Chris for, you know, God, almost this entire century doing a lot of St. John's games. So I know him well. He's a great guy, very humble, and I'm sure you guys will appreciate that as longtime FAN loyal supporters. All right, let's get back to these Nick calls here. 888-808-1019. Nick's out in Queens. Nick, BT and Sal, what's going on? Nick. Okay. Let's see if it's a phone thing or a Nick thing. Nick, I give you one more shot. Nick, you there? All right. Nick is asleep. Jay is in Yorktown. What's cooking, Jay?
Hey, what's going on, BT?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Just want to get my thoughts out on this. I got to get an idea from you. What do you really think about this series with the Knicks? I mean, some days I hear you're like, oh, we're going to take them, we're going to crush them, and then the other days it's like,
Well, get rid of
Thibodeau.
Well, no. Jay, I don't think... Yeah. Well, hold on, Jay. I don't think that that's an accurate depiction of what I've said about the Knicks at all this year, Jay.
Yeah, but did you see the regular season too? Everyone's acting all surprised, even you. That
I understand. No. Jay, I think you got the wrong guy, Jay. It's a complete... Yeah. I mean, I have been down... No, it's okay, but I've been down on the Knicks all year.
I saw your post the other day. You were talking about Game 5. Like, oh, we're going to crush them. Well, I understand, going in with the hoopla and all that.
Well, but I mean, is it too much to ask them to win one game and to just destroy one team that's not supposed to be here yet? Now, by the way, just to prove that, you know, you're slightly misrepresenting my stance, I pull up a tweet. You know, Evan's not the only one that could pull up old tweets. I can do the same, and I will. November 7, 2024. I wrote with a big Knicks logo, so nobody missed it. Yep, it's early. This was November 7th. Yep, it's early. And you can continue to ignore some of the issues with the Knicks. I won't. It's different. They're very different. And there's no guarantees it's going to get better to the point that all of us Knicks fans hope/expect it will. Period. I'm going to just drop the mic and move on to a call here. I mean, if that's okay with everybody, I think I'll do that now. Let me get Zeke in Flatbush. What's going on there, Zeke?
Ah, BT. First of all, I just wanted to expostulate momentarily in the virtues of your vocabulary and utilization of polysyllabic verbiage when it applies.
Wow. That is... Well, first of all, you know who you sounded like there? You sounded like Leapin' Lanny Poffo reading a poem. That's how you sound. Oh, you sounded well like done. Him.
Well done. I actually got the expostulate momentarily in the virtues thing from Gene Okerlund.
That is awesome, dude. Well played. Well played, Zeke. What's cooking, buddy?
Yeah, your tweet originally was right. This team is different.
Yep.
Their heart is not there. They don't have the same kind of heart. They have intensity, but not heart. And there's a difference. They play hard, but they don't play with heart like they did. Vincenzo was a heart player. Randall, although inconsistent, was a heart player.
Yeah.
Had great game 3, not a heart player.
Yeah, I mean, it's... He's a tough guy to read, man, because there's flashes where he looks like a bigger, bouncier at times, Ewing, certainly with more range.
Yeah.
And then there's times like he looks like a stiff. It's weird.
He's consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, maybe, let me take that back. See, I think that's a little unfair. I mean, he was an all-star starter, and the numbers are there. Like, so it's not like he's 16 points a game. Like, the guy's been a horse all year, but you're supposed to be a great player, not a good player.
Right, and he's not. He has not shown what we've expected him to have shown because he's not that player.
Yeah, and he's 29 years old, and it's not like an early read. Zeke, thanks for the call. I don't know. Is there another level to Karl Anthony Towns' game? I honestly don't think that there is myself. I don't. I do not think that there is. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to go out and score 25. What I mean tonight, what I mean is like another level where, you know, he plays the next 5, 6, 7 weeks, you know, lights out all-time basketball, which, oh, yeah, by the way, is what's required to, I don't know, win a championship, which is still my mission. And my goal, now, last year, you know, the target was a little different. Knicks had a brutal draw, kind of like this year, but a brutal draw because when Embiid's healthy, and he wasn't fully healthy, but still, Embiid is an MVP, you know, and Cade's just getting going here. But that was a very tough draw, and then some other good players, as we know. So, you know, but then the Knick injuries, like, I had to adjust what I thought they could do. And even when they were healthy, I never thought they were a championship team. I thought, all right, maybe you can mess around and push the Celtics. I certainly had them going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I thought they were going to beat the Pacers. We all did. You know? Even when OG hit that three to start game seven on one leg with one shredded hamstring. I'm like, all right, here we go. Little garden magic. But, it you know, it wasn't the case. It wasn't meant to be. They hit their limit. I don't think this Knicks team has hit their limit. I just don't think their ceiling is nearly where we thought it need, or where we thought and where it needs to be when you make a move like that. How about Jimmy, Warren County, BT and Sound on the Fan. What up, Jim?
BT, what's going on, brother?
How are you, dude?
I'm all right. I always agree with everything you say about the Knicks because you're right. I'm 37 years old. What really bothers me is my whole fandom, the Garden, has been everyone else's playground. And now that we have a decent team, 50 wins, they go into the playoffs. I just feel like they don't protect the house, BT. As a man in sports, you got to protect the house. If they don't win tonight, I don't have any confidence. You got to protect the house, brother.
Yeah, man. Now, I wouldn't say if they don't win tonight, I wouldn't have any confidence. Because by you saying that, you're basically saying you expect them to lose. I don't expect them to lose Game 7. I don't think it will be easy. It's not anything I want to necessarily sit through, to be honest with you. Yeah, but it's baffling. Like, all right, the Celtics were 33-8 at home. The Thunder were 32-8. The Knicks were 24-17 at the Garden.
I know. They don't protect the house. As a man, you protect the house, BT. When you go home, BT, you protect the house, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That drives me insane,
that
bro. It drives me nuts.
I know. And it's not the fan. Thanks for the call. It's not like all the fans aren't coming correct. Knick fans might be. I mean, maybe Ranger fans could push back. I mean, all the fans are great. But Knick fans really might be the best fans in New York. They might be. Because for the amount that we've been given, and which has been nothing, really, this century, outside this little run in a pocket with Melo, when they won 54 games and got punked by the Pacers in six, when Roy Hibbert swatted him at the rim and it was over, we've had nothing. But yet we are still, you know, all in. And by the way, I could be all in and just not throw out, you know, praise that I don't necessarily believe, like, being all in is being emotionally connected to the team, not necessarily getting on the air and saying, oh, yeah, this team's amazing. Yeah, they're great. Oh, they're awesome. When I don't think that they are. Like, so let's separate the two. I've never not been all in as a Knick guy. Never. From day one, in. Does this look like a team that's going to win a championship? It's the same question that I asked in November on the air and on social media. But we know the answer. We know the answer. Let me get Matt, who's out in New City. What's going on, Matt?
What's up, BT? That guy's talking about protecting the house. When I get home, I just want everyone to leave me alone. That's really what I'm after.
Protect the house? How about you leave the house for a couple hours? Get lost.
Yeah, just get me a little time to sit on the couch and watch some TV and leave me alone for a few minutes.
Matt, hold on. Speaking of, yeah. I got to tell you something that drove me nuts yesterday about my wife, right? So she gets a new car. And he's so excited because now it's keyless. I mean, obviously, you know, you have the fob, but also you could just start the engine via your phone. So she's like, oh, if you ever want to take my car, and it's nice, so I might. I'm not going to take it to the city, but I could just punch it on my phone. That's like one of the selling points. She's bragging about this for weeks. I'm like, all right, how much? What's the mileage? Like, give me stuff I care about, not some stupid keypad. Anyway, long story short, one of her girlfriends in town had a big birthday celebration, big lunch. Hey, I wish I could go to lunch during the day and have, I don't think she drank, but can I go to lunch with my buddies instead of going to work every day? So anyway, I get home, Matt. Now, my daughter has a softball game, you know, 15 miles away, and I can't wait to go watch her. It's awesome. I get home. She's like, I know you're tired probably, and you know, but I need you to take me to the country club. Because I forgot my key at home. I'm like, for the car. I'm like, well, how the hell did you drive to the, how'd you get there? And she's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, oh, God. So now it's not the country club that I think. It's like 11 miles from my house, which isn't a big deal, but it's rush hour. And I got to get gas, and then I got to drop them off, and then I got to get to the game. Oh, my God. So, yeah, just it's okay if you leave the house for a couple hours. Be my guest, please, everybody.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm married, two kids. Yep, I got the two kids in the sports. I listen to you. I relate, man. I'm running the fields every day.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, Matt, let me say this too. When they're not home, it's too quiet after a while. I'm not saying I won't take a couple of hours, but like a day or two, it's like, nah, this is not the way it's supposed to be. So that's the balance, buddy.
The balance. A little Johnny Walker don't hurt, too, if, keep the quietness down once in a while. But
there's some daddy tricks.
All right, so
go ahead.
When it comes to the Knicks, I didn't call you to vent about my problems with my family. I called to talk about the Knicks.
I got you.
So I've been in your camp the whole year. Something has felt off, you know what I mean? From the first couple of games, you just felt, when are they going to turn it on? What's missing? And I think when you look at it, on paper, yeah, they have a very talented roster. I think a roster like that's going to win 50 games in their sleep, but they have no bench of any kind. I mean, look who we're relying on off the bench. Even you look at Detroit, they got Schroeder and all these guys. And
yeah.
We're relying on Shamit. Like, that's our sniper off the bench. Like, what are we doing here?
It's gross.
And I got to call Tibbs out. His in-game management this series has not been great. He's left some timeouts he didn't call. I got to call it like it is. I gave him a lot of praise when they were playing defense and playing good, and I got to call it like it is. He has not been a good in-game coach this series.
Well, the truth of the matter, Matt, a lot of those detractors of Tom Thibodeau, which I'm not a detractor. I'm just a realist, okay? I've supported him for a long time. But a lot of people have said that about Tom for a long time, that he's really not that good during the games, that his best work is like the preparation and the inspiration and getting a team to work hard and buy in, blah, blah, blah. And that's been very visible throughout his entire career. I don't think he's some amazing strategist. I never have. So when you say, you know, some of the moves he's made this series have been a little head-scratching, I kind of think that that's who he is, which is part of the problem for me. Big picture.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
a three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.